Clearly, the MAMA print provides information. It can tell you the main thing that we do the Oncotype for is to give us the chemotherapy yes-no question, and the MAMA print gives that same question. So they both provide valuable information, but beyond that, what I would like to know more when I'm counseling my patient, when I'm making long-term treatment decisions, when I'm encouraging them to hang in there with side effects, I like the granularity of the data that we have from the TAILORx, the longer follow-up. And I think the report that Joe gave at the recent ASCO that incorporated the clinical risk alongside the genomic risk really is very, very nice information that I think the medical oncologist can take into the clinic. Now, for a surgeon, I don't know that that detail is so important in terms of their day-to-day work, but I think it's important for them to understand that there might be important information their medical oncologist can use from a recurrence score that might not be there with MammaPrint if they're getting involved with deciding who orders the test. Because a lot of times, you know, if the surgeon has ordered the test, then I, as a medical oncologist, I can't do repeat test. In this particular case, we got permission to do it because I could argue about the discordance, but it took a lot of work to get the approval to get that MammaPrint done.